Mesechta's Erevin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. The previous Mishnah mentioned a story where the four Chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Kiva were on a boat, and they had a Tchum-related Shaila. The Mishnah over here discusses another Tchum-related Shaila that came up on their travels. Pamachas, one time, Leinichnasu Lenamal Achechashecha, they did not make it into the port before Shabbos came. And so when Shabbos came, they were some distance from the port, and they only docked on Shabbos. So their tchum was set, their place of dwelling was set when Shabbos came, some distance from the shore. Amulei the Rabbanan, the Rabban Gamliel, the other Rabbanan said to Rabban Gamliel, Ma anu leirit, are we permitted to disembark, to go down and enter the city? They wanted to go into the city for Shabbos. And they wanted to know if it was within their tchum. Were they within 2,000 amas of the port of the city when Bein Hashmashes, when nightfall came? Amar Laham, Rabbi Gamliel said back to them, Mutter Atam, you're permitted to go down. Shekvar Hayisim Stakel, I already was looking right before Bein Hashmashes, sunset, I was looking, V'hayinu B'techa Tchum, Atchalei Chashicha, and we were within the Tchum before it became dark. They asked Rabbi Gamliel because Rabbi Gamliel had, the Rav quotes from the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel had a gazing tube that he could look through and measure the distance of how far they were, and he measured that they were within 2,000 amas of the city before Shabbos came, and therefore they were permitted to disembark and walk through the entire city. As long as they were within 2,000 amas of the city, they can walk throughout the whole city. Mishnah Gimel. We learned previously that someone who was taken outside the tchum without any permitted reason, so he's going to be stuck within 4 amas space, and he's not going to have any larger area to walk around. However, there are exceptions. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that lists several exceptions. Witnesses who went outside the tchum to testify about the new moon, a midwife who goes to deliver a baby, or going to rescue other people that are in life-threatening situations. If there's a war and they're coming to protect from an attacking army, or saving someone from drowning, in all these cases, one is permitted to leave the tchum. And not only that, wherever he ends up, he's given a new tchum, a new 2,000 amas around his new destination where he is, that he can walk around, and he's not going to be confined to 4 amas. So the Mishnah discusses someone who went out for such a permitted reason, but then while he was on his way there, he found out that it was no longer necessary for him to complete the journey. Whatever rescue mission he was doing was already accomplished. Misha Yatza Bersha, someone who went out with permission. He went out of the tchum with permission for one of these examples. V'amrulai, and then they told him, Kvar Nasa Maisa, the action was already done, it was already taken care of. He went to save someone, and it was already taken care of. So now he's outside of his tchum, and he didn't yet reach his destination. What does he do? Does he have 4 amas or more? So the Mishnah says, Yeshlei alpayim amas l'chal ruach. He has 2,000 amas in all directions from wherever he's standing right now when he hears this news. And he's not restricted to 4 amas because he went out with permission. Imhaya b'techa tchum. If his 2,000 amas from his position reaches and touches within the tchum of his original dwelling place, then ki'ilu l'yatza, it's as if he never left, and he can go back to his original dwelling place and stay there. The Mishnah then says a halacha that pertains also to haitza, to carrying items. Shekol ha'yaitzim lahatzal, anyone who goes out to save, here it's when there's an attacking army, someone leaves the tchum, and he's carrying his weapons to save, to protect the Jewish people from an attacking army. They can go back to their place, and this is talking about the most recent scenario where the tchum of his new location is still within, the 2,000 amas of his new location is still within the original boundaries of his original tchum. He can go back to his original place and carry the weapons that he has with him. He does not have to leave them behind and go back empty-handed because of a concern that if he's without his weapons, there may be a counterattack and he'll be in danger. So he can carry his weapons through Rosh Hashanah back to his original dwelling place on Shabbos.